Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
If you want to be normal, God bless you. Now that is all the kingdom life. If you must lead the kingdom life, then you must have measured pressure and a measured risk. I use the word measured because too much risk is not good. But you need to take some risk in life. Ladies and gentlemen, those who take risk and then they fail, in the sight of God, they are better off than those who don't venture anything, who don't risk into other areas, and they are there because they don't want trouble. They don't want to look like they have failed. They want to have just a normal, peaceful life. Everybody, after all, they eat and then they drink, they drive and then they die and go. You know, those who want to live a life, you know, of everything is just me, my wife, and my children. Ladies and gentlemen, those people, they have a cozy life. They don't have any ruffles anywhere. Nobody talks bad about them. Nobody points fingers at them. There are people in this life like that. Those people who are like that, they are, should I say, not that acceptable in the sight of God than those who take the risk, who venture, you know, and maybe in the course of it, they fail.
Hey, hallelujah!
There are many people who have buried their talents. Because they just want to do one thing. They don't want any pressure on their lives. You know? They don't want to research anything. There are many people who cannot handle pressure. They cannot handle the pressure of their spiritual gifts and their natural gifts. They cannot handle the pressure of their major calling and their minor calling. They do one and neglect the other. They are outstanding in one and they are mediocre in the other. They can cope with only one source of income, or maybe two sources of income, because they don't want any pressure on them. But ladies and gentlemen, I came to tell you today that especially those of us in this part of the world, we are good at it already. We should not only be multi in our languages, but we must be multi in our lifestyles. You know, because the average dark-skinned person can speak at least two languages very well. Yeah, and some of you are multilocalists. You can speak a whole lot of languages. But you know what? God doesn't want us to limit. That's the sad aspect of it. Don't limit your abilities to just language. The fact that you can speak more than one language, at least the average African can speak English or French very well, and then the local dialect. Elsewhere, they cannot speak any language apart from only one language. Maybe I should tell you that hallelujah. One of the reasons why, when the Holy Ghost came upon the 120, there was cloven tongues. The word cloven, read it anywhere, turn it upside down anywhere, it means divided tongues. In other words, the fire that came on them was not a one plug fire, was not a one way fire. God divided the fire. Cloven tongues came upon them. That means that they became a multi people. The Holy Ghost is going to empower you not to be just one plug and do spiritual very well, and the other natural body that he has given you, the natural thing, you cannot do well. No, it's not like that. He empowers us to be good spiritually and to be good naturally. He empowers us to be good men of God and to be good humane people also. Language is talking about culture. The best representative of a culture is the language that is spoken. Cloven tongues of fire is talking about the fact that the Holy Ghost empowers us to live in two different cultures altogether, to speak two different languages, two different way of existing altogether. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we are not all spiritual, neither are we all physical. We are both.
Hey, what a word. Oh, see, when you miss some quankron about our Musa Tacramano, one more to me some when you know my Huro Bebre and Fanya Juma. Now, when you know one can't say a Susumuquan cannot tell him, and as a way of Hunamunquan, way of Hunam, and I was Susumo, more patches, and was saying to me and your mammy and Nina, what Pencronara.
We have to learn the kingdom lifestyle of multitasking. You know, sometimes when we read things like this one thing I do, forgetting the past and all that, we tend to, you know, sometimes you don't know, but we tend to think that it means that you must do only one thing. Because Paul said, one thing I do, please. The person who said one thing I do, do you know what he was doing in his life? You know, one thing at a time, one day at a time. Is it, the song is nice, but sometimes we, in order to justify our own religious lifestyle, we tend to bend some things to mean that don't be eternity minded, be blind to the kingdom future, and just live your life, don't have plan in your life. You know, such weird demonic doctrines like that, doctrines of devils. Paul, who said, "One thing I do, forgetting the past," he was just talking about a principle of forgetting the past. Whether he is a tent maker and he was a contractor, I hope you know that. Whether he was a scholar and he learned at the best school during the time. I mean, people even believe that he was a lawyer. Of course, he was a Pharisee. Those people were good with the law, the Torah. You understand that? They can recite it upside down. That is what qualifies you to be a Pharisee. He was a writer. He wrote copiously. He was a preacher. He was a teacher. I mean, he was a prophet. He was what? An apostle. Paul was a multitasked person.
Papa Paul, you can say I did one thing. Your papa Paul, no, a contractor, no, sit tent or sit down. Your papa Paul, no, strong woman. Your papa Paul, no, a lawyer. Your papa Paul, no, a chitrini. Your papa Paul, bubona famano. And soon you know what come when we say one thing. Adiabaku.
That means that whether if you are a preacher, one thing. If you are what?
A lawyer,
one thing. If you are
a prophet,
one thing. That's right. You know, it's not saying that in your life do only one thing. Ladies and gentlemen, when God saved you, you know, there are many people, especially in this part of the world, who take one thing and they don't do any other thing. But I said that we are equipped to multitask, to do more than one thing. That is why you can speak more languages. Let us translate it into our practical life, where you can speak a business language and you can speak in tongues as well. Where you can preach a kingdom sermon and you can talk economics as well. Where you can talk, you can branch out, ladies and gentlemen. That is the kingdom lifestyle of the highway.
Nadia can say, are they crona yeah can any say? So we are one nipa when you're my boss and such know this one about here. And you want now the back. Emra wo kasafa when you coupon hidden as some no. Now wo kasika some so. Emra wo shan commono. Now wo chre binu my coin on Bafaswa ya juma. Emra wo tonomono. Now wo chra said ya fasu sit down contractor. Emra wo ya bibi me radi wo yes ya dam hano. Now wo poma dear so cow. Enquabanis away ya dear bakope. Ya ye and crawfa when you're my boys here to make kasahuro bebre dear. And you will see it to me and your ma baby.
You know, nature teaches us that God wants us to multitask. Because God himself is so complex. In fact, he's so complex that anything he does is not simple. You take one thing that God created and it is so complicated. You look at it, you see that, hey, this thing is not simple. It looks like simple, a leaf. It looks like simple, maybe a nose. It looks like simple, maybe one head. But it is not simple at all. God is so wonderful that whatever he does, it makes people wonder. They get surprised. When God is building, he doesn't build a simple entity. Whatever he does, it becomes a wonder of the world. It becomes something that mesmerizes mankind. It becomes a mystery that mankind might study and learn. God is not that simple. He gave you a spirit and a soul and a body and released you into this world for you to know that your life is not that simple. It's not all spiritual. It's not all soul made up of the world, the mind, and the emotion. It has also got a body, and the body alone is complex. He's telling you that there are three main things that you have to manage. Manage your spirit, manage your soul, manage your body. You must be good in all three areas.
Hallelujah. Onyamia body akrehu, wo de fedua wonyamia bo asi ho. Wo be hwe ne hwe bebre aba ho ana sa ahaban. Ahaban kra wo te ba ko a, etumi sa yare abe nwotwe. Ye wonim tri wo punu aye wadro, wo nuana wo numa aye wadro, wo tete kra na wo timi kakra
Manage your finances. Manage your marriage. Manage your ministry. Manage your children. Manage your in-laws. Manage the church. Manage your mind. Manage your emotions. Manage your will. Manage your legs. Manage your head. Manage your stomach. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
You are not that simple. You must be outstanding in all. Because God equips you so that you can do whatever thing He has granted you to do. Hallelujah. That is why when we get born again, God never takes our natural talents away from us. Some people think that God is going to judge you only on the spiritual. No, whatever thing He has given unto you, including your money, you are going to give an account for it. You are going to give an account for the things done in this body. Even to idle words. That should tell us something. That we must learn to multitask. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must learn to cope with the pressure of doing more than one thing. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
That is how to enjoy kingdom life. Of heaven. Of the spiritual on this physical earth. That is how to taste kingdom life now. You must learn to cope with pressure in order for you to enjoy the kingdom table. You must be able to handle the highway speed and traffic of a spiritual and secular life at the same time. Of being a king and a priest at the same time. The Bible says in Revelations 1:6 that God has made us through the blood of Jesus, we have been made, past tense. Made. Revelations 1:6, made. It didn't say through the blood, He will make you a king in future when He comes as the King of Kings. And has made us. Not He will make us. Who are you? In Jesus, you have something. You have already been made a king and a priest to God and His Father. To Him be the glory and the dominion. Because that thing is not an easy thing. But He has made us it is only the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
I said it is only the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Which can make us into this complex kings and priests. With power with man and empower with God at the same time. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
You want to taste kingdom life on this earth? It's not being one plug. It's not being physical. Everything is physical and there is nothing spiritual about you. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Go to Revelations 1:5. Before this verse says that to him who loved us, hallelujah. Woo! He loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us, hallelujah,
amen,
out of his love, he released Jesus to come. He equipped him with one thing that made him special, that is the blood that was flowing through him, and through that wonder blood he reconciled two offices, because he wants his kingdom to be tasted in this physical life within us as believers and outside or without us, outside us in our environment. It is by the blood of Jesus. I said it is by the blood of Jesus. Now you see, in times past, people have only understood the Aaronic priesthood. We call it the Levitical priesthood. That is where you are a priest and you are a priest alone. And as a priest, you should not do any other thing. If you do something else, you have violated your priesthood vow. You understand that?
What
you are saying? Even the priests, they were not supposed to own land. They were not supposed to own property. God took care of them. Because that was what God had ordained. But he brought Jesus to come. And he brought Jesus after the order of Melchizedek. He said, your priesthood is not after Aaron. Your priesthood is after the order of Melchizedek, who was a king and a priest unto God forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must understand the Melchizedek order. The order of kings and priests. The order of handling pressure. The pressure of being a king. And ruling in this life as kings. The pressure of being a priest. And fulfilling that spiritual call upon your life. The highway lifestyle is a life of handling pressure and traffic and speed. Handling the risk of taking radical steps, measured, of course, within what God has called you to fulfill in your life. Let us end in the book of Zechariah, chapter 6, and then verse 12. Zechariah chapter 6, and then we will read verse 12. What does it say? It's talking about the Lord Jesus before he comes. You know, the Bible says, then he said to me, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, the man whose name is the branch. Says that somebody is coming. Zachariah is just before the coming of Jesus in Matthew. Just some few pages, you come to Malachi, Daraba, and you come to Matthew. Says that a man is coming whose name is the branch. He was speaking this to a certain priest called Joshua. That Joshua, a man is coming. His name is not called Jesus. The prophet calls him the branch. He says from his place. It means that he has a place. He has a spiritual place. But he will branch out. That is why he is called the branch. Because his priesthood is going to be different from the Joshua one that the Joshua, the high priest, the Levitical one he was living under. Are you excited about him already? I want us to end up with him. His name is called the branch. The Savior who is in your heart. He has a spiritual place. But the Bible says from that place, he will branch out. And he shall build the temple of the Lord. He said to his apostles, who were the leaders of his church, that I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Verse 13. Yes, he shall build the temple of the Lord. He is emphasizing what Jesus would do. So before he went to the cross, Matthew says, he told his apostles that I will build my church. Says that, and he shall sit and rule on his throne. So he shall be a priest on his throne. A priest that has a throne. Do you understand that? A priest that has a throne is a king. He is a king. And he is a priest. He says that as a priest, he will sit on his throne. And the council of peace shall be between them both. Between the office of the priest and the office of a king. That is a hallmark of the order of Melchizedek. God said, I have made you a priest. Not after the order of Aaron. Because you, Jesus, you are not from the tribe of Levi. You are from a tribe. Apostle Paul said, you are from a tribe that God didn't say anything concerning priesthood. You are from the tribe of Judah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is a hallmark of his priesthood. It's not like the old order. God is creating for himself a wonder people on this earth. A people who can combine their peace between their priesthood and their kinship. I know you say to me, Pastor, this is not possible. This person tried it, it didn't work. That person tried it, it didn't work. Ladies and gentlemen, do you believe what people tried? Or you believe the infallible, immortal, undisputed word of God?
Hallelujah.
The difference between Jesus and all
others.
He's not repeating the priesthood that is gone. He jumped it and came over to an order during the kingdom era of Abraham, when Abraham met Melchizedek, okay, king of Salem, and the priest of the Most High God, and he gave him a title for. And Melchizedek blessed Abraham, possessor of heaven and earth. May God bless you, bless your wine, bless your bread, and say, Jesus, you are coming. You are going to be different. You are not coming from that tribe. You are coming and your priesthood. The difference is that you are going to combine a king and a priest. That is what his blood makes us on this earth. The highway kingdom lifestyle that can make you enjoy kingdom life on this earth is a life of handling the pressure of your spiritual and secular life at the same time. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, see, yes, we are born to try. We didn't call Melchizedek or Abraham. Abraham was here, Sam, Melchizedek. Ah, or yes, so for now, young Bible says, you are not to so do man. Now, was Shram, 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 Shram. And it's when you go on, say, share, who yes, who are not your mobile so for that than be. Never mobile so for to say Melchizedek, or yes, so for now, or Sam, so young Hini. Son of Abra, but here was say, Wabra, but man, why yes, I would ye, we are when you're me fear, Juman, Kua, Debbie. Who ye, a sorry, Juma, we are prayer leader. Now we are bank manager. Come home. We are singer. Now we are accountant. Come home. We are software. Now we are teacher. Come home. Emmanu kwaya bakope. We are higher henina.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
From today going.
Efi neko.
I want you to put yourself under the kingdom order. Not under some other order. Jesus is different.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
God said, listen to him. Look at his
name.
What is his name? The branch.
You
have the branch in you. You have the Holy Ghost in you. You have cloven tongues on one person, no, divided on one person, not divided and scattered. You are a king, you are a priest, you are a king, you are a priest. No, on one person, divided, king and priest. You enjoy kingdom life here. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
The church of the living God will grow stronger and stronger. You are not the one building it. You are not the one building it. I said you are not the one building it. Jesus.
Yes.
Follow his line. Follow his order. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.